All right, so get this. We're diving deep today into this story. And it's got robots, right? But also like friendship and all that good stuff about building things.
Definitely. And it's amazing how much you can unpack from what seems like a simple children's story. You
Seriously.
know, about learning, teaching, how we connect with technology. It's all there.
Yeah, for sure. So we have this kid, X, and they are all about robots.
I bet you were like that once.
Nah, maybe a little. But Exo spends weekends with their dad, just tinkering, building things. I mean, that's got to be cool, right?
It's essential, actually. That kind of early exposure, especially when it's shared with someone, can really spark a lifelong interest in STEM.
Totally. And that shared passion is really at the heart of this story, especially when you bring in Exo's robot, Zelo.
Ah,
Now,
Zelo.
this isn't some boring old robot. This is Exo's pride and joy. Shiny metal, sure, but Zelo also has these big, expressive eyes, and get this, can even dance.
It's brilliant, really. Giving the robot a personality like that makes it relatable, but it also subtly hints at something we often see, that emotional connection humans form with technology.
Absolutely. And speaking of connections, the story takes a really cool turn when X goes to school on Monday and sees their classmate, Keith, totally stuck on a robotics project.
Oh, I know that feeling. We've all
Oh,
been there, right?
100%. That moment when you just want to give up.
Especially with robotics. It can be a tough subject. This part really emphasizes how important it is to ask for help and the difference a little help can make.
Yeah, and X, being the awesome kid they are, doesn't just give Keith the answers. They bring Zelo along.
That's great.
Right. They patiently guide Keith through the entire problem-solving process, showing him the ropes.
You know, teaching is often the best way to learn. When you explain something to someone else, you not only reinforce your own knowledge, but you might even discover new things about the topic.
Totally. And you can tell how much X is learning by teaching in this story because guess what? Keith's robot, up and running.
I love a happy ending.
They both show off their creations to the class. Everyone's amazed. It's like this wave of excitement just washes over the whole classroom.
That's the power of shared success. It's contagious. And it's not just about the achievement itself. It strengthens their bond, inspires their classmates, and suddenly everyone's interested in robotics.
Exactly. And it doesn't end there. This whole thing sparks a real friendship between X and Keith. They decide to start a robot club at school. Can you imagine?
It's fantastic. Think about it. Clubs like that aren't just about fun. They're where kids can develop crucial social skills, learn teamwork, problem solving, and all while exploring their passion for STEM.
It really makes you realize how a little kindness, a shared interest, that willingness to lend a hand can lead to something truly amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, what can we do in our own lives to foster that spirit of collaboration? What knowledge or skills can we share that might spark something incredible in someone else? That's something to think about.